Imagine a summer where the air smells like pine trees and possibility, where two people who never expected to find each other discover that sometimes the most beautiful things grow from unexpected sparks. This is the world of Wildfire, a story that captures the exhilarating, terrifying journey of opening yourself to another person when past wounds have taught you to keep your guard up. Aurora Roberts and Russ Callahan's journey begins with a chance encounter at a college party, where their immediate connection is derailed by miscommunication. 3 months later, fate throws them together as counselors at Honey Acres Summer Camp. Their surprise at seeing each other quickly transforms into something more complex, as they navigate strict professional boundaries while supervising 12 enthusiastic 8 to 10-year-olds. Between cabin checks, homesick children, and campfire songs, they discover versions of each other that no one else gets to see. Russ's gentle patience with scared children, Aurora's fierce protectiveness of her campers. In these quiet moments, something deeper than attraction begins to grow. Both Aurora and Russ arrive at Honey Acres carrying invisible burdens. Aurora's father, a Formula One team owner, consistently makes her feel unwanted, prioritizing his new girlfriend and her daughter, even helping the girlfriend's daughter move to college while claiming to be too busy for Aurora's send-off. This pattern of rejection has led Aurora to seek validation through physical relationships and to preemptively point out her own flaws. Russ grew up with a gambling-addicted father whose unpredictable moods taught him hypervigilance. He learned to function on minimal sleep, maintain perfection, and prioritize himself because no one else would. I learned a long time ago that if I didn't put myself first, nobody else was going to, he confesses. Their connection deepens when they create space for each other's authentic selves. When Aurora admits she's trying to change because she's the person standing in the way of her own happiness, Russ doesn't judge her. Instead, he sees her clearly as leaving a path of destruction in her wake, like a wildfire, acknowledging both her destructive and beautiful qualities. Wildfire explores the courage to be vulnerable despite past wounds. Aurora's father, a Formula One team owner, makes her feel unwanted by prioritizing his new girlfriend and her daughter. This rejection drives Aurora to seek validation through physical relationships and to defensively acknowledge her flaws before others can. Aurora discovers her father helping his girlfriend's daughter move into her dorm after claiming he was too busy for Aurora's leaving breakfast, reinforcing her feelings of being forgotten. Russ grew up with a gambling-addicted father whose unpredictable moods taught him to be hypervigilant. His confession reveals, "I learned a long time ago that if I didn't put myself first, nobody else was going to," explaining his initial reluctance toward Aurora. Their relationship becomes transformative as they create a safe space for authenticity. When Aurora admits she's standing in the way of her own happiness, Russ doesn't judge, but sees her clearly, describing her as like a wildfire, acknowledging both her destructive and beautiful qualities. Both learn to embrace their imperfections. Aurora realizes Russ appreciates her exactly as she is, messy and occasionally chaotic. She admits preferring to be moonlight rather than sunlight, less likely to burn him, revealing her fear that her intensity will drive him away. Honey Acres becomes a transformative place of belonging for both protagonists. For Aurora, who lived in 16 cities before 18 while following her father's racing team, camp became her first real home at age 7. The predictable rhythm, from morning flag raising to evening campfires, provided the structured environment her nomadic childhood lacked. Russ, who never attended sleepaway camp due to financial constraints, discovers an unexpected sanctuary at Honey Acres. The structure and meaningful work with children give him purpose after years of feeling adrift. When Aurora asks what motivates him, he simply says, "You thinkin' I'm good," revealing how her belief helps rebuild his self-image. The novel explores how home exists in relationships that allow us to be authentic. This culminates when Aurora chooses to support Russ through his family crisis rather than attend her father's wedding. Similarly, when Russ introduces Aurora to his supportive hockey teammates, she recognizes the importance of this found family, describing them as people who make us feel loved and wanted. This story powerfully explores family dynamics and the courage needed to break destructive patterns. Both protagonists must confront painful parental relationships to move forward together. Russ reaches a turning point when his gambling-addicted father is hospitalized. After initially resisting, Russ confronts him about breaking their family and making him feel like a failure. His father's simple acknowledgement that Russ deserves better creates an opening for potential healing, though Russ remains cautious. Aurora's journey involves breaking free from desperately seeking her father's approval, checking his social media, feeling devastated when he prioritizes his girlfriend's daughter, and initially agreeing to attend his wedding despite his dismissal of her relationship with Russ. Her breakthrough comes when she finally stands up to him and refuses to pretend anymore. What makes these confrontations compelling is their realism. They don't magically fix everything. Instead, both characters experience liberation through speaking their truth and setting boundaries. Aurora feels lighter and supported after confronting her father. By recognizing how parental relationships shaped their romantic patterns, they create a healthier relationship than either witnessed growing up. As their relationship develops, physical encounters become gateways to vulnerability. When Russ finally kisses Aurora during a thunderstorm after weeks of tension, it acknowledges their deepening connection. Later, when they make love under the stars after Russ reveals his painful past, their intimacy becomes mutual healing. Their communication about desire is refreshingly honest. Aurora is forthright about her attraction, while Russ gradually expresses his feelings more confidently. Their playful banter about physical intimacy balances the heavier emotional themes. The novel thoughtfully addresses consent and safety, with both characters consistently checking comfort levels, whether sharing difficult stories or being intimate. Russ learns to embrace parts of himself he's hidden, his family background, insecurities, and desire for connection. When his friend encourages him to embrace your confidence rather than faking it, it marks a turning point towards self-acceptance. He begins to recognize his worth isn't determined by his father's addiction or past mistakes, but by his daily choices. 9 years later, Russ and Aurora have built their dream life, renovating the Victorian house from their first date and opening Aurora's bookstore, Happy Ending. The store serves as a community hub for both children and searching souls. They've broken generational patterns of dysfunction. Russ has reconciled with his father, who helped build the bookstore shelves. Aurora has found peace with her family relationships, no longer defined by her father's rejection. Their home symbolizes their commitment to transformation, converting abandonment into beauty, much like they've done with their broken parts. Their many pets reflect their capacity for nurturing, qualities often missing in their childhoods. When Aurora thanks Russ for being her happy ending and supporting her dreams, she acknowledges the rarity of finding someone who embraces your authentic self. Their toast captures their playful bond. The most powerful flames aren't those that destroy, but those that illuminate. Together, they discovered that being a wildfire means burning bright enough to light darkness, warm cold places, and transform everything into beauty.